Hey guys, I hope all is well. Thank you for joining me for this Truth Talk podcast episode. In today's episode, I'm joined by my good friend Chris.
Hey guys.
Today we're going to be talking about the new emerging details about the death of Angie Stone. But before you begin, I just wanted to remind you to help me spread this video. You can do that by engaging with the content. You know that they want to suppress our movement for telling the truth. It's up to you to stop that. We can combat that by doing these four easy things. Subscribing if you're not, liking the video if you actually like it, commenting your thoughts on the video, and most importantly, sharing the video with a family member or friend. As always, I'm counting on you guys to help me spread this information. I want to thank you all. Now, let's get right into it. By now, I'm pretty sure all of you guys have heard the news of the passing of Angie Stone. I made a video giving my thoughts about the situation a few days back, but now some important information has been uncovered and things are looking worse for this entire situation. Everything is looking more sketch as the days go by. The official report was that Angie Stone passed away in a Sprinter, and she was the only person in the Sprinter that passed away out of the 9 total passengers in the car. The story is that the vehicle she was driving in, it was a Mercedes Sprinter van, lost control on the highway and ended up flipping over and being crashed by a semi-truck. Apparently, she was pronounced gone on the scene. This is pretty much the story that the mainstream media ran, and it pretty much ended here. You know, no investigation was needed, nothing like that. They're basically calling the whole thing a terrible accident. But if you saw my last video, this seems like it's way more than just a terrible accident, specifically because we know that Angie Stone was calling out her record label before she passed away. Not only did she call out her record label for robbing her, but she insinuated that they might have been behind trying to take her out when she got a blood infection that she believes was done maliciously to her in an effort to take her out. She made this video calling out the label, telling the label that she was going to get her money one way or another, and that she was being robbed of royalties for several years. And then 2 months after making this video, she passes away in this horrible accident, the only person in the vehicle that passed away.
The devil was very, very, very particular in targeting me. But anyway, I was rushed to the hospital because I wasn't breathing so well. Came to find out I had what was a bacterial blood infection that I had gotten when they stuck me with the needle. It had went into my bloodstream and caused a staph infection of the blood. Now, I didn't have a clue that there was a blood infection until they rushed me into ICU. I went into ICU and I went to use the restroom and I passed out. In the restroom, my oxygen went all the way down and rendered me basically unconscious. When I came back to, the nurses began to tell me that I was screaming for Jesus, because when I went down, I'm sorry, I didn't know what was happening. All I know is it was all of a sudden, and I began to praise God and call on his name, because I knew biblically that if I was transitioning, I needed to be calling on Jesus. And I need to be called him by his name. So I began to scream his name. When they brought me to is when they told me I was lucky to be alive, because I was on the floor. And I knew it was an attack. I knew it was a spiritual attack on me. However, I was treated, and God healed me. He cleared up. After 2 weeks solid, they cleared up the blood infection. But meanwhile, back at the ranch, as I was coming through all of this, I soon found out that one of the biggest companies that I was with, Universal Music, it's the second part of the ugly truth. We began to research things to check on my royalties and my statements and things that of that nature, only to find out a lot of my publishing, a lot of my royalties, my mechanicals, they have all pretty much been stolen. They've taken pretty much everything. They've stolen, I won't say stolen, but they have taken all the monies that were due to me they have basically absorbed in that company. You only knew how much money they have taken from me, how much they have stolen from me, monies that I'm supposed to be. I should have been able to retire 20 years ago with the money I've made, supposedly. So I'm just here to let you know, one way or the other, Universal Music, you're going to have to give up my coins.
This is already suspicious, and in my opinion, like I said in the last video, we've seen a pattern of this behavior in the music industry. When an artist speaks out, talks against their record label, they usually pay the same price, they usually pay the same consequence. They are usually taken out for speaking out. And in this situation, as crazy as it seems, an uncontrollable accident, I still think that this might be the possibility. And now with the new details that are emerging, it's starting to look like this is exactly what happened. New reports are coming out that Angie Stone did not pass away in the car in the accident. There's a video floating around online right now of a woman who claims she was at the scene of the accident and actually helped Angie Stone out of the car when the accident happened. The woman claims that she walked up to the car and pulled Angie Stone out and that Angie Stone was still alive. She then claims that when she pulled her out of the car a few seconds later, while she was aiding the other passengers, a semi-truck came and then struck Angie Stone, and that's what caused her to pass away. That changes everything. That's a little bit more suspicious. Not saying that it couldn't be an accident because of this, but then why are they reporting that she passed away in the car? And honestly, this would explain why Angie Stone was the only one that passed away and not the other passengers. Take a listen to the video.
Driving the 6 hours home, showering, and processing it all. Here's the story. About 4 a.m. on Saturday morning, me and my daughter were driving to Charleston, South Carolina for her 16th birthday getaway. We came up to a truck with a trailer and its flashers were on, so we slowed down some. And that's when I noticed there was an overturned vehicle in the fast lane. And it looked like it just happened. I pulled over, I put my flashers on, and I told my daughter to stay in the car. And I ran over, it was a van, and I ran over, and there were so many people in this van, and they were just trying to get out. And I asked if they'd called the cops, and they said, "We're just trying to get out." And they were helping this woman out off the side of the van. And I grabbed her hand and I helped her get down. And she seemed out of it. And I was holding her hand and she was wobbling around. And I said, "Baby, you gotta sit down." And then the next thing I know, I flew and I fell down to the ground. And it felt like something not ran over me, but brushed over me. Like something just swiped over my body, and I got up and I could hear screaming, and I just focused in on one screaming, and it was my daughter, and all I could do was run across the highway and tell her to get back in the car. She had to move the car because if somebody else hit us, it could hit her. So, and she moved the car farther up the interstate, and I called 911 and they said they were on their way. And then all I could think to do was get to my daughter. And that's all I could do in that time. And when I was walking to my daughter, we're really running the best that I can do. I was in so much pain. My chest felt like an elephant was sitting on it. My legs were so hurt and sore. And I looked up and there was an 18-wheeler that had crossed the median into oncoming traffic. And I knew that's what hit me and ran over. And brushed over me was the 18-wheeler. And my daughter's freaking out. She had already called my husband by then and my father-in-law. And I just told her, "We've got to get to the hospital. I can't breathe." It was so hard to breathe. I'm gonna post a video of the 18-wheeler after I left the hospital, driving back through to get to my husband and my son. I will not be posting the vehicle in the video because somebody did pass away. They did. And I won't be posting that for respect for their family. I'm sore, I'm bruised all on the right side of my body. I'm very stiff everywhere. But I will keep you guys updated. And the video is gonna come at the end, okay? Hug your family tight. Hug your family tight.
As you heard for yourself, this woman claims that she helped Angie Stone out of the vehicle and that she was still alive when she helped her out of the vehicle. She then claims that the semi-truck hit Angie Stone and not the car. This changes everything. Completely changes everything. Why is the media reporting that she passed away in the car? If this woman who was at the scene of the accident, who claims she helped Angie Stone, is reporting that Angie Stone was well and alive until the truck hit her, this alone should lead to an investigation. But honestly, we know they're just going to cover this all up because it seems that that's what they're doing as of now.
I pretty much agree with what you're saying. From what I know about the record label, it sounds like something they would do. And when I was looking into this, I found something suspicious. I saw that the truck driver who hit Angie Stone's Sprinter van allegedly quit his job and disappeared. And while I couldn't find too much information about what exactly happened with him, this is what they're speculating online, that he just quit his job, he just disappeared. To me, that makes it sound all more suspicious. Just think about it. The man who took out Angie Stone, he can't be found to be questioned. It sounds like they're trying to tie up loose ends, don't you think?
100%. Honestly, if this is true, that's even more suspicious. Because now the narrative is changing. Before, it was that she passed away in this terrible accident, a freak of nature accident where she somehow miraculously was the only person that passed away in the car. But now they're saying that the only reason she's the only person that passed away in the car was because she was hit outside of the car by this truck. And the truck driver who did it just disappears? You're right. It sounds like they're trying to tie up loose ends. And it wouldn't be something out of the ordinary because it's exactly what they do in every situation. You know what's suspicious to me as well? I couldn't find anybody that was inside of the Sprinter van coming out to speak out about the situation. I didn't see any videos of any passenger that was in that Sprinter van with Angie Stone coming up to clear up the rumors or the speculation about her being taken out. It's like they all went quiet. It's like they're all afraid of speaking out. That indicates two things to me. Either some of them were allegedly involved, which I wouldn't want to put that on them, or they're just afraid to speak out because they don't want the same thing that happened to Angie Stone to happen to them. To me, that's a clear indication that we're not being told the full story. Nobody's coming out to speak out. Everyone's quiet. Everyone's afraid. The truck driver quits his job, disappears. No one can question him. All of this is pointing in a direction that clearly indicates somebody wanted Angie Stone gone. Now, while some people will say, why would UMG take out Angie Stone? They probably only owed her a couple million. That's a big deal to UMG right now. They're a publicly traded company. Every quarter, they have to show losses, gains, profits, and when they give away money that they're not going to recoup, because they're not going to recoup $14, $15, $20 million that they're paying Angie Stone for her royalties for the last 30 years, there's no way they're going to recoup that now. Angie Stone, while she might be still pulling in some good money, she's not in her prime no more, so they will not get that money back. Money that they stole from her. So if they gave her whatever they owed her, who knows, it could have been $30 million. Now they have to report a $30 million loss on their company quarterly reports. And if the company is not profiting and it's only losing money, it's going to spook off investors. And a company that's publicly traded, that's all it's about, getting investors, people to invest in it. It's the same reason why the record label didn't want to re-sign Drake for $600 million, because then they would have to report a loss of $600 million that Drake is not going to make in 1 year. So the record labels would have motive if you think about it. If they take out Angie Stone and nobody fights for that money, then they can just keep 30, 40, whatever million dollars that it is. And for a company like UMG, that's not out of the ordinary. We've heard of several techniques that these companies use to rob artists. When Angie Stone was coming up and was in her prime, back then, artists were getting robbed left and right. There wasn't this much information out about record contracts or how deals worked. So these artists were signing these terrible deals, not knowing they were putting themselves in terrible positions. And we have evidence of that with so many artists, because artists like DMX, artists like Prince, artists like Michael Jackson, they all signed record deals back in the 90s, 80s, 70s, and they got robbed. Most of their money was taken by the label. So now that these artists are coming up on it and they're calling out these labels because they've noticed that they were robbed for millions of dollars, these record labels are doing what they do best, eliminating the problem and silencing them.
You know what's crazy? Speaking about her passing, there are reports online that everyone was taken to the hospital. And I was researching and I saw a woman claim she called the hospital where the victims of the car crash went, and they have no record of her getting taken to the hospital.
And I wanted to know if you were able to confirm if any of the passengers were treated there.
I can look and see if there was a name.
Angela Laverne Brown. Happened on February 28th, I believe. I'm not sure if she was admitted February 28th or March 1st.
I don't see a name.
If they were in critical condition, say they passed away on the way there or on the scene, do you know what happens after that? Do they still take them to the hospital or?
Yeah, they do.
They still take them
but
just
I don't
to check
her
right?
name.
Can you try her married name? I'm not sure which name she's going, use. It's Angela Laverne Stone.
So you're looking for Angela Stone's her body?
No, not her body. Just information if she was taken or admitted there February 28th or March 1st, because that's what we were told. So we just want to make sure we're given the right information.
It doesn't say, because I put in stone, but it's Angelica, something like that. But
right.
Not Angela.
Okay.
Is her middle name D?
I'm not sure what name she going by, honestly, because her maiden name is Brown. So then she was married.
Brown wasn't in there.
Okay.
But it's Angela. It's A-N-G-E-L-I-A. But it doesn't say whether she was here or not. Okay. I didn't find anything, but like I said, her name is not on my list. And I think that's as far as I can go with it.
Is there an EMT, because I know the EMT, they sent the emergency to the scene. That's what we were told. And is there like an EMT manager or?
I don't know. That's going to be separate from us.
I decided to look into it further to see if I can verify, and I found evidence that suggests that this isn't true. It says that when you pass away at the site of an accident, they don't normally take your body to the hospital. They take it to the morgue. So this could be the reason why when she called the hospital, they have no record of her.
That's pretty interesting, because I was also under the impression that they usually take victims to the hospital, but it does make sense if she passed away on the scene that they would take her to the morgue. To me, if what the woman is saying that she was hit after taking out the car, it does seem like there could be a possibility that she was alive and they just refused to take her to the hospital. We don't really know what happened at the scene, but what we do know is that for some reason, they're hiding things from us. And a lot of people are starting to believe that the authorities that responded are helping cover this all up. And like I said, I wouldn't be surprised, because we know how the system works and it all works together to cover things up. The authorities, the courts, all of them are connected to the same people that run this country. And like I said multiple times, those same people that run this country are the same people that run record labels like UMG. Sadly, we're getting the same runaround we get every single time a celebrity passes away. And I'm actually working on a video on the Hollywood Whackers. You guys can expect that soon, because like I said in one of my previous videos, this actor came out a while ago and made allegations that they're coming after celebrities and silencing them and robbing them.
In the past 20 years, my wife Evie and I have been the victims of criminal activities perpetrated by a small network of individuals who are out to destroy us personally, professionally, and financially. This network of individuals is manipulating the banking system and the criminal justice system for the purposes of sabotaging our credit and our credibility. Up until a year ago, Evie and I have never had any run-in with the law whatsoever. We are not criminals, nor are we fugitives from justice, nor are we crazy. We are simply artists and filmmakers who are being racketeered on. We believe there are to be a malignant tumor of star whackers in Hollywood. How many people do you know personally who have died suddenly and mysteriously in the past 5 years? I have personally known 8 actors, all of whom... all of whom I have worked with and was close to. Heath Ledger, Chris Penn, David Carradine, Memon. I believe these actors were whacked, and I believe that many others, such as Britney Spears, Lindsay Lohan, and Mel Gibson, are being played to get at their money. In the meantime, many a celebrity's image and marketability is being co-opted and destroyed.
And I wouldn't be surprised if that's what happened to Angie Stone. It just seems like too much of a coincidence that 2 months ago, in December, she decided to call out UMG. And then a couple months later, she's gone. And like she said, she got sick and she believed that her blood infection was caused maliciously. You can't really blame people for believing that she was taken out. You can't. Everything looks suspicious in this case, from the beginning to the end. Like I reported in the last video, even what her son did when he posted about Saturn on the same day that she passed away, that to me looked extremely suspicious. I'm not at all blaming the son. I'm not saying he had anything to do with the passing of his mother, but the fact that he mentioned Saturn's return, something that I have exposed several times already on this channel, proves that he was involved in the occult. Proves that he was in that life. Only occultists know about Saturn's return. Only occultists are interested in worshiping the planet Saturn. It's not something that a regular person would be into. And I'm not surprised because her mother was in the industry, he probably came around some bad crowd, and was introduced to this lifestyle. I'm not saying he had anything to do with his mother's passing. I believe UMG was 100% behind it, but that's just my opinion. I don't have any facts to prove it. I just see the pattern, and from the pattern, it indicates that it was most likely UMG. I want to know what you guys think about this below. Do you guys believe Angie Stone was taken out? Or was all of this just a strange coincidence? Well, that's it for this video. I want to thank you all for watching, and I'll see you guys in the next one.
Thanks for having me. See you in the next one.